I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, welcome to ABG, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. I'm Janet.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Mel.
So for today's topic, we're going to be talking about horoscopes and Chinese zodiacs.
Yay!
Obviously, this is not a topic Helen and I suggested.
This is all Janet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think horoscopes are fascinating. I love astrology. Chinese zodiac sign too. Like with my family growing up, we didn't focus on it a whole lot, but I think it was a pretty big part of like my cultural upbringing. But you guys don't like follow horoscopes or?
I mean, definitely when I was younger, I would read 17 magazine and I would always flip to the horoscope side.
Yeah, it's like a fun kind of like self, getting to know yourself kind of thing.
It feels personalized, those sections, right?
Yeah.
I'm one of 12 that's reading this.
Right? I'm not going to lie. When I want an answer, I look up horoscopes to see what my weekly premonition is or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also like, I don't know if you guys heard of her. You probably know Janet. Susan Miller.
Her name sounds really familiar.
I heard from a friend that she's a really good
astrologer.
Yeah, and so she
astrologist.
She writes like a very detailed monthly cap of what's going to happen to you.
Horoscopes are based on your birth month, but people who study in-depth astrology will look at your birth time, the exact date, and it's based on astrology is like alignment of planets in the sun, right? So there's a real science to it, and there's also a very spiritual aspect to it. So I always find it really fun and interesting.
Do you read your horoscopes in your sound bath?
In my There's a couple of sources that I've followed because I found them to be not super accurate, but I think in order for it to be done well, it needs to be open enough for interpretation. If someone's ever coming to you telling you exactly this is going to happen at this time and this day, they're probably not doing it correctly, I guess.
But do you feel like because it's so open for interpretation, and that goes for like tarot card readers and all that too, like is it kind of like that could apply to almost a lot of people?
Yeah, it is. And I think, and that's the perspective that I take of why I find this stuff fascinating, is that it's not meant to be right or wrong. A lot of it is an art, right? And it's about interpretation. And a lot of people, like if you go to a tarot card reader, it's kind of almost like if you go to a therapist and someone's helping you interpret your situation. So they will say in your cards, there is this, and this could be applied in your career, it could be applied in your personal life, it could be blah, blah, blah. So it forces you to think about your current life situation and what might have this theme. And they always tell you, it's like, it could be this, it could be that, you know. So it's more of like a, you know, I don't look at it as like the Bible or like the absolute truth. It's more about like self-discovery, self-exploration. And if it's astrology related, there is like an actual science to it. It doesn't mean it's 100% correct all the time. But if you think about like, okay, so you have 12 months in a year. All it's saying is more likely than not, if you were born around the same month as someone, you might have shared experiences, right? So we, in Western culture, we have, you know, schools that run on like a calendar year. So it means that if you were born in, like I'm September, and anyone born kind of in the fall, my friends in October and November, we tended to be the younger of our class. So that means you're going to have a certain experience in school that's different than someone who's older in their class that you're going to share because you guys were born around the same time. So it's not an exact science, but I would say it's like general like patterns. That's like a social or society example, but it could also be weather. If you were born in the summer versus born in the winter, like how does that affect your development from like when you're 0 to a year old?
Interesting.
Not about that.
Me too. Well, Janet, since you believe in horoscopes and zodiac signs,
I don't know about believe, but interest.
Oh, oh yeah, but then this is something interesting to you. Yeah. Do you use this to pick up men, or do you use this to kind of determine, like, I think we're gonna work or we're not?
I do. If I'm interested in someone, I will figure out their birthday and I will read about their horoscope.
You figure out their birthday?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's technology nowadays is not hard. Facebook I'm pretty good stalking. At figuring out. Yeah, I'm pretty good at researching.
All right, so do you like have like, because you know some horoscopes, they say like, oh, if you're a Virgo, you're meant to be with the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like look at that?
I'll look at some resources to see what they say, but generally that, like you get so many different, you know, so that's just more for fun. I read all of that knowing with a huge, massive grain of salt that it's probably not like super accurate. But it's like the when you're in the fun honeymoon phase and you're just kind of like, you know, supposing what this person is like and that kind of stuff.
That's true.
What about the Chinese zodiac sign? So if you're dating someone who's Chinese or not Chinese, do you look up their animal signs?
The Western, all you need to know is the birth month and the date. So you don't necessarily need to know the year. And then the Chinese one is a little bit more involved because you need to know the year they were born. And then you have to go look at that chart. So usually I don't really look at that. Yeah. But I did grow up with, like, some people in my family making the observation.
Oh, like, really?
Mm-hmm. Or about, like, what your sign is and what your partner sign is. Or even just, like, within the family, they'd be like, your dad is this and I'm this. And that's why we, like, butt heads on
this. Interesting.
The extent of my knowledge of Chinese zodiac is when it's, like, a placemat on your, like, in Chinese
restaurants. Oh, no, in Chinese restaurants. Same here. Oh, so your guys' families didn't, like, this wasn't, were you ever taught at all about what your sign is?
No.
Not really.
We just, every year when it's Chinese New Year, it's like, oh, it's the year of the goat. Oh, cool. Let's have dinner.
Okay. Interesting.
I think maybe a little bit, because I'm a rabbit. I feel like I should look this up. Huh? Give me
my
one second.
My sister's a rabbit, too.
What are the qualities of rabbit?
They like vegetables.
Just kidding.
So I thought it would be fun, and of course we're prefacing this that we are not astrologists and we're kind of just pulling things from the internet, and obviously different sources that you find will say many different things, but I thought it'd be fun if we can kind of explore each other's horoscopes so that we can get to know each other better and our listeners can get to know us better and maybe like relate to certain characteristics or not. So let's start with Mel.
Oh, shit.
Do you even know what your sign is?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay. And when is your birthday?
February 22nd.
February 22nd.
So it's really easy to remember. 222.
I have the Pisces profile pulled up right now, and it says that you are the dreamer of the zodiacs, and you see the world through a kaleidoscopic viewfinder. Reality, as far as you're concerned, is highly overrated. And I think this is very – Mel is a very kind of like fantasy-driven and dreamer-type personality, so I feel like this is – pretty accurate so far.
I'm definitely a dreamer. I'm not a realistic person. I think, you know, being a millennial, you want to chase your dreams.
Yeah.
But if you don't think that can actually happen, like the ability to dream, you'll never go for it. Right?
If you never have a dream, have that.
Or fantasize about things. Because actually, when I'm not like working or doing something, I'm always fantasizing.
Yeah.
Not about dirty stuff, you know, just like about what I want to eat, you know?
So it does say you would rather bring forth the luminous visions of your mind's eye, leaving everyone spellbound. So there is an aspect of this that isn't just fantasy in your mind, but it's like you doing things in the world where other people are seeing kind of the reality of your fantasy, right? And it lists music, art. And then it also says here, Mel, that you are very compassionate to the core. And you couldn't turn away a stray animal or down-and-out person in need if your life depended on it. I do think that, yeah, you have a softness in your heart for that, right? Like, if you saw someone crying, you would probably, like...
If I cry, too.
Or you need to feel like you want to comfort them or something. And it says here that you're the most sensitive of all the water signs, and you absorb energy like a sponge.
Ooh.
So are you an emotional sponge?
I feel like Mel. Yeah. think this morning I was telling Dan, I was like, I think I think too much. Oh, my God. Just my sentence. But, I say think all the time. I am extremely emotional. I'm very sensitive. I do absorb energy because like someone's really happy and high, I'm like, yeah. When someone's really sad, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel whatever's around me. Negativity, like I feel it even more. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's heightened emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. It's weird, but that's true.
So there's a couple of other like kind of fun associations. Your fashion inspirations, Alexander McQueen and Betsy Johnson.
Whoa.
I don't know that that's no. That doesn't seem when
too
you said,
to me. When you said fashion inspiration, I was like, what? Like my robe? Like, that's all I wear. I wear a lot of stretchy things.
Are there brands that you really like the style of that you feel is like representative of you?
No, not really. No. I honestly, it's not really brands. It's more like I love things that are stretchy. And cute and functional
and comfortable.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's very true. When we went to Asia for our trip, your favorite pair of pants, which you wore like every day, were the black like swishy pants.
Right? Hey, they're cute. They're from cute. Zara.
They are cute. And I was like, dang, Mel, how many times can you wear that?
A lot. Because I like, dude. I think like palazzo pants. That's what they are. Are culottes? Culottes. I can't pronounce it, but I feel those type of pants. Like you could wear them to work and look professional and on the airplane.
Oh,
yeah. Just comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. Just multifunctional.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And stylish.
If anyone wants to buy me pants, make sure there's Elastic Man involved.
Okay, and it also says here, your celebrity star mates. So these are other celebrities that are of your sign. Drew Barrymore.
I actually knew that one, too.
Emily Blunt.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of her. Mm. Plus, she's married to, what's his name, from The Office, Jim.
This one kind of surprises me. Rihanna? Rihanna's also a Pisces.
Really?
That's you in the club.
Okay, how about Miss Helen? Helen, do you know what your sign is?
I am a Sagittarius. December 5th is my birthday.
Yeah.
So
is that all you know? You don't follow?
No, so Sagittariuses are very adventurous people.
That's very helpful.
A lot of people say like Sagittarius like can't sit still or they always have to do multiple things at the same time. It's hard for Sagittarius to like completely be focused or passionate about like one thing because they're very passionate about many things.
Multiple things, yeah.
And also, I guess, just very like good people?
Like social people. Very social
that makes
people.
Sense. Yeah.
Like social people, socialites. Yeah. So yeah, I think I can side with that, but also very like passionate about like their emotions are also very heightened too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe that's for everyone because you got that too. And I feel like Sagittarius are also very emotional people that try and hide it because they also are people pleasers. So they'd rather not have their emotions affect other people.
That's opposite for me because I can't. I'm just like, it shows exactly what's on my face. You, I can't tell.
Mm.
But knowing Helen, I have her profile pulled up too. You're saying how you can't sit still. It's so true because hanging out with you, actually, she could sleep for like 5 hours and be ready to go. Like, I'm going to go running. I'm like, you don't lounge. Like, you never lounge.
Mm.
And like, even after like a full day's of work, like, 7 a.m. meeting, 7 p.m. calls, 11 p.m. She's down to, like, go drink right away. I'm like, dude, can you, like, I can't.
I for sure come back in lounge and play Candy Crush sometimes. That game has, like, revived itself.
I feel like your lounging time is, like, 5 minutes or 10.
Sure. Yeah.
Versus, like, me, like, I need 4 hours. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's, like, very, like... I could see that.
I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like guilty when I'm just like not doing something.
Oh, like you're like you like to be busy.
Yeah,
you
it was like, or it's like what's the opportunity cost? Like what are you losing out on? It's like, oh, I should be doing this. Like I have a list of things that I wanted to do and I'm not doing it. So I feel guilty when I'm like just having time for myself.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, I make have sure guilt-free lounges. Taking care of myself. So I have Helen's sign pulled up for a Sagittarius and it says, a fire sign, you heat up quickly when something or someone turns you on, but the blazes may die out just as quickly. So actually, when I first read this, I read it as like anger. Because I remember one time I was at a club with Helen and this fucking guy booty tapped you or something. Yeah. And you're like, you turned around, you're like, who did that? And all the guys were just like, And I think you pointed the guy out, you're like, did you hit my ass? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, come here. She's like, well, come here. She's like, well, you're going to get slapped. You deserve that. He's like, oh, okay. And she slaps
like
him.
A mom.
She like slaps him. Because like, and then after that, okay, you guys want a drink? Like nothing. Like, she wasn't even super like, it didn't ruin her night. She's just like, you know what? You fucked up. I'm going to fucking punish you for what you did.
You got to put people in their place sometimes.
And then like, it says like, but the blaze may die out just as quickly. It's just like, her anger was so there. And then it was like ready to have a good time.
Oh, so maybe a part of that is because I don't want my emotions or my situation to affect other people's fun and their happiness.
That's very true, though. You never let that happen.
Yeah. And I even if it's like with friends, if I see a guy just like not treating my friends right in a club or in like those scenes where I feel like a lot of guys also feel like they are like they have the power to do some, like stuff like that.
They're like entitled.
And they will like touch a friend or like not stop bothering a friend and try to hit on them. I'm just like, dude, you don't get the picture. Like she doesn't want to talk to you. Or I'm very open to like just stepping in and putting people in their place and just letting them know like that's not okay. Because if you don't tell someone that that's not okay, they're going to do it to someone else.
Yeah.
Right. And the same night and probably to one of my friends. And that like pisses me off to think about that.
Yeah. Anyway. I can see that. Thank you for being our friend.
A protector.
But this is really on ruler of the hips and thighs. You release tensions through regular rounds of booty shaking, nature treks, and lengthening urban hikes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is.
You're just very, like an active, yeah, like active person.
I have so many Snapchats of you booty shaking.
Do you?
Like in Cabo.
Keep those.
They're so great, and that's true because she likes running. Like you like go on hikes.
Yeah.
You know, but the you also like running around the city. Mm-hmm. And like you like exploring as you run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to Janet.
Janet.
Who wants us to talk about this? Let's read about her.
Okay. So let's see. I have Janet's a Virgo.
Yes.
When's your birthday?
September 19th.
September 19th. Okay. So according to this is Elle, you are the noted sign of a virgin.
Yeah.
What? Apparently.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. Are you sure about that?
That's what it says. I'm not sure what it means, though, because it doesn't really, like, explain. I mean, Virgo, virgin.
Yeah, yeah. It's the sign is, like, of a... It's the virgin woman. But the way that people have interpreted it is, in the past, it's been kind of, like, the softer, clean...
yes.
That's very true.
Very true.
But they say also that if you reinterpret in modern times, it's, like, this... It's supposed to be you are the only woman like untouched by man or something like that, or like it's separate from man or it's equal to man or something like that.
Or maybe because you're so like truly independent of a person that that's, like no man can really affect you.
Oh my god, it's like yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna be alone for the rest of my life.
Okay, so let's see. So Virgos are insistent on purity in one area of life. So you may be a minx in the bedroom, but a devout raw foodist. Who won't eat a morsel that's been heated above 46 degrees. That is so true.
Dude, literally, I went over to her place. Earlier, she's having, like, some raw-ass salad.
wait, raw-ass? What is a raw-ass salad?
It's just really green and, like, not that much
dressing. Like a regular salad.
She's, like, drinking her kombucha right now. I was like, dang. And I had, like, mayonnaise in my food earlier.
But then you're missing the first part of this. A minx in the bedroom.
Dude, Jan, it's so fucking true.
I mean, we don't know.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I just had this really visual now. I don't know if I should talk
what
about.
What visual are you?
Oh,
do you have picture her like slinking kind of across the bedroom to her man or something, or
with like a carrot in her mouth,
like rubbing hummus all over his body.
Wow, I don't know that.
I like this. I like this. We're putting images into our listeners' heads.
Great.
Let's see. Okay, so you are also family oriented by nature.
Very true.
Yeah, and should seek out a partner equally as devoted to his clan. It's very true. So every weekend, Janet does go to Mission Viejo to see her parents and spend a lot of time with her family.
Yeah.
So very true that whoever you're going to date, he has to be very nurturing and good to his family as well. Do you guys also believe that, like, however a guy treats his mom is... This is going off topic, but...
No.
However a guy treats his mom is how they're going to treat you in the future.
Yes. I've heard a lot about that. Yeah.
I hope so.
But I've also heard that for, I don't know if this is more of like a Asian culture thing too. It's like when you marry someone, the mother in their life is the main competing female. So that can also, so it's like, it's a sign of like how much you respect someone, but also at the same time, you don't want someone who's so close to their mom and so like obedient to them that she becomes the dominant woman.
Noted.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So, yep, your maternal instincts are strong.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Lately, it's been
every time I post a
baby,
an IG story of my
that's more of just like wanting kids,
nephew.
Though. I don't know that.
Janet always messages me like my ovaries.
And let's be real, like your Instagram is filled with Alana.
Yeah, I do post a lot of photos of my niece.
Janet's gonna be a great mom.
Yeah, she'll be feeding the kids really healthy food,
carrots
and hummus, apparently,
and raw salad.
raw ass salad, according to her.
Let's see. Lastly here, as an earth sign, you thrive in a structured environment and need to put regular routines in place in order to ground yourself.
So there's like certain aspects of my life that I'm very beta or like go with the flow, like extreme go with the flow in. And there are parts of my life that I'm incredibly militant about. Mm. And I would say, yeah, like so in certain things I need like I need structure.
I can see that. Like what specifically?
I feel work is something for you that you need something structured.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good example, Mel. Also, when it comes to like if I start developing a habit of something, I will be very consistent with it. Mm. But I mean, there's a lot of things that I try that I like, you know, die on the vine or like don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not super consistent about. But if I get really into something, like with running, I started doing that like pretty often, and then always hitting certain mileage. Mm-hmm. Or when I got really into yoga, I would do that like. I would sometimes wake up at like 5 a.m. and go to a yoga class and then do that consistently for a while. Wow. But usually that would be for a finite period and then I'm kind of get over it.
So question, you said you used to be very structured in like one bottle of wine per night. And now you're doing this thing where you're cleansing your body of alcohol. And how have you been doing with that?
Good. I am on day 20.
Dang. 20.
I think I'm going to try to make it through 22 days too, just to...
22 days, so two more days.
Two more days, yeah.
That's fine. But I don't know for Janet, though. She's a damn, she's a wine lover.
No, the main test is going to be when I start drinking again, how to moderate. I think going like completely off something, because I know there's an end.
Like that's true. And we will document your journey back into alcohol on the ABG Instagram.
We went through some of the Western horoscopes. Now let's talk about the Chinese zodiac signs. So for those people who don't know, for horoscopes, it goes by every month is a different horoscope type. For Chinese zodiac, they go by year. So for 1 year, you are the same sign, and then the next year, it's a different sign. And it cycles through 12
different animals.
So why don't we start off once again with Miss Melody. You are, it says here, it's sometimes it's called a goat and sometimes it's called a sheep.
I sometimes like, I prefer sheep because they're cuter.
They are cuter.
Goat.
Goat.
And also specifically because you were born in, is it 91, right?
I'm a 91-er.
So even within the animal type, depending on the year, you can be a metal sheep, you can be a water sheep or an earth sheep or something.
You're definitely a water sheep.
Am I a water sheep?
You are actually a metal sheep. Oh. I don't know what is different about that, but like that's
jewelry?
The element.
You like jewelry?
I think that's probably what it is. I hope it's you not like a mounting sheep. That's definitely not what I am.
Wait, you know what goat stands for, right?
Wait,
in,
what?
Like in terms of sports?
No.
What greatest is it? Of all time?
Rams?
Goats. No, like the
acronym. Oh, I didn't
goat.
Know. I didn't know.
Yeah. I'd be proud of being a goat.
I just got that was an acronym.
Yeah, I was like,
ladies.
I thought you were asking what type of goat is the strongest athletic one. I was like, I don't know.
So it says here, Mel, as a sheep or a goat, whatever you want to associate with, you are receptive, gentle, and compassionate. That seems pretty spot on. But gentle. Then it does say, that you're quiet and sometimes shy.
Sorry.
Which I feel like is not really very accurate. Enormous.
I'm quiet at home when I'm lounging because I don't talk to anyone.
And it says you have enormous compassion, you have an artistic eye, and your emotions are close to the surface. So like your point about you not being able to hide your feelings very well.
I agree. When I'm upset, you'll know right away.
And it also says that money somehow comes to the goat.
That is so not true.
But often other people give it to them. So are people giving you money?
Thanks, Mom. Honestly, financially, I feel like I'm always like trying to figure it out. Because I do work in an industry where I don't make as much money as a lot of my peers.
Right.
But luckily, during times of hardship, my parents have been really supportive of me. But they also are very like, you got to make your own money.
Yeah.
But
well, it could also just be that this is the time in your life where money is more of a prominent issue, right?
Yeah.
But maybe when you're older, someone's going to show up and give you a lot of money.
There you go.
It also says that you are a person that does not like confrontation.
True story. That's very true.
But you know, it's interesting, even just the experience of us when we're working in our podcast, when something bothers you, you actually address it. Like you will always be like, guys, we need to talk about something.
That's true. I think maybe because I don't like knowing the fact that we have issues.
So you like to address it. So that means that you're confronting it, right?
I guess.
So that's a goat side of you because it's like not a sheepish quality.
Yeah. Oh! See what you did.
Okay, so some of these things they have listed are positives, and they also have some negative characteristics.
Let's hear them, Janet.
So do you want to start with the negative or the positive?
Let's do negative. Let's do negative. Anything okay. On a nice note.
Indecisive?
Yeah, so true.
Self?
I can't tell if I'm a goat or a sheep. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And your fish are swimming both ways.
Where am I going?
It also says self-indulgent.
Oh my god.
Face so mask true. With yeah, Cheetos.
Your Cheetos. Dude, this week after work, I literally like was eating Milano's in bed in my white robe watching Friends for 2 hours straight.
Dang.
Sounds pretty self-indulgent.
What happened to Hot Cheetos?
Oh, I had a bag too.
It also says that you are insecure, ungrateful, and wise, which I don't think is a negative.
Insecure, I have to admit, I'm insecure sometimes. I'll admit that.
I think a lot of people have some level of insecurity.
Yeah.
There's enough about my negative qualities. Bring on the good
stuff.
Yeah,
let's about the positive. So it says you're forthright, charismatic.
She just said, what's a forthright?
Like you're direct, or you come forward.
That's pretty direct. That's pretty direct. Put you on blast. Don't try to whisper that over to me.
You're meticulous, intelligent, sociable, quick-witted, and popular.
Yeah. Me? No.
So popular.
Not even.
What is Helen? Helen is a...
I'm a rabbit.
Oh, so cute. And your ally is a goat, which is me.
Oh, whoa, no wonder.
And her foe, oh, is a rooster.
I don't know if I know any roosters. Actually, I don't know people's Chinese zodiac signs, so I don't know.
I was going to say, you don't know any cocky people. Oh.
There you go. You happy with that one?
Okay. Okay, so your element is wood.
Catching some underlying themes going on here.
Yeah, I appreciate trees.
Not other things, you know?
You know.
Okay. Okay, your season is winter.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Are you sure? Like,
I like to go back. Like, I was born in Boston. I grew up in Boston, and I moved to California because I didn't want to have winter.
Okay. Oh, and it says your gemstone is a pearl. Aww. So maybe instead of an engagement diamond ring, you'd prefer a pearl.
I don't.
Okay. She's like, no, I need a diamond. All right.
Maybe like pearl earrings?
In addition to the diamond ring.
I like how you think.
It says, this sign is blessed by many wonderful and highly refined qualities. Ooh. Rabbit people are gentle, gracious, kind-hearted, and value harmony and beauty. Their naturally diplomatic nature makes them well-suited to occupations working closely with other people.
Oh, not what I do.
Really?
You work with a lot of
people. Yeah.
She works, but she works in her own office.
I'm like in my office. Right. I'll call people. I would love to have a job that's more like hands-on, though,
interacting with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so it says, socially, rabbit people are wonderful hosts with an appreciation of all the nice things life has to offer. They prefer quality to cutting corners. They could be good friends who give excellent advice.
Oh,
I'll give you that for sure. I have definitely called Helen on occasion. Like, I need help. And you always give me really good advice. All right, so your positives. What are you talking about? You want positives or negatives first?
I will start with negatives.
All right, well, it says...
Here we go.
You're moody, detached, cunning, possessive, fussy, and snobbish.
Why you gotta say all of those? I just have to say
like a barrage.
You just attacked me.
I feel like you have to say the words in the way they need to be said.
Okay, so do you agree with those?
Not really. Are you possessive?
Possessive.
All right, how about this? You're at a club with your man, and some girl starts crawling. Actually, no, I've seen
crawling. Are you bringing up Janet again? I'm a parrot.
Minxing over. I want to hear from you. What do you do? Do you get possessive? Like, what the fuck? That's my man. Or you let it play it out?
I think what I would do is observe, and then if I need to step in, then I would step in. Because maybe they just aren't aware that he's with a girl.
Right.
That's true.
I would go over just like, hey, you doing okay?
Just to make it known, this is mine.
Yeah.
So I guess
the show in possession.
I guess there are some.
When it's yours, it's yours. I agree with that quality. I think all of us have that, actually. Okay, let's move on to your positives. Okay, you're kind, you're sensitive, you're wise, you're astute. Not astute.
Mel just made a face like,
astute? You say astute?
Astute.
Like a soup?
I said astute, not astute. Docile, thoughtful, and refined.
Docile. I don't know about docile.
I don't think
you're
docile.
Why is that a positive quality? I always see docile as a negative thing because a lot of people say women are docile. As in they'll do whatever someone says, right, without talking back to them.
Like you're kind of just take things. Yeah. Right. I think when I hear docile, I think of just being soft.
Like submissive.
And submissive. Yeah.
So I don't think I'm that at all. Put that in the negatives.
I think you're definitely kind.
So general.
I know. Well, what does astute mean? Are you that?
Are you astute?
I'm going to pull up a dictionary for that one. I don't know.
I feel like that's very, like, aware in a confident way.
An ability to accurately assess situations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're astute. Based off your Chinese horoscope, I think it's kind of, like, mixed. I don't know if it's really accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some parts of it you can take away.
Yeah. And some things seem on you.
Which is why it's, like, it's very general.
So it really depends, right?
Right.
Let's move on to
Janet, our minx over here. She's not a minx. Okay. She's an ox. The opposite of a minx.
Roar.
Is that what ox roar? Is like?
Moo?
I don't know. You are... Okay. Oh, this is interesting. So ox prefers established methods and regular routines. That is very similar to
the previous.
Yeah. Your horoscope. They are dignified and self-reliant. I would agree with that.
Me too.
And they also love their family deeply, but have high expectations and be quite demanding. Ox will say that they think and refuse to compromise their basic principles. Also very stubborn. True because, like, yeah. Stubborn and also in a very, like, independent way. You know what you want out of people's or situations or whatever it is. If you're ever in an argument with Janet, she will argue her point to the death of her.
Sometimes for the sake of arguing, it's kind of bad.
But she also seems to have really good valid points when she argues. You're like, oh shit, you're right.
Under positives, she's very loyal, which I completely agree with. I feel like anytime I'm in a situation where someone's attacking me, Janet is going to be the first person to speak up and be like, hey, let's have a conversation. I don't agree with you. She is very loyal and uncompromising on her views. You are enormously patient, but will be pushed only so far. An angry ox is frightening to behold.
Oh.
Is that true, Janet? I don't think that's true. We've never seen that.
I've never seen
side.
Janet
never
angry.
Seen angry. I don't know.
I don't think we reached that point yet.
I think we mentioned that in a podcast, like, way early on. You said at work you have resting bitch
face. Resting bitch face, yeah. I think probably my family has seen me get to that point.
Really?
But usually, I feel like I'm fairly reserved, but if you push me too far.
What
I guess,
happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, actually.
Start smearing your hummus all over people?
I know. Are you the type to, like, yell at people or, like...
I'm not someone who will exert a lot of force or energy, but I think it's just, like, if, like, it will be very serious, and it will be very harsh, and it will be very, like, final.
Mm. Shit. Dang.
Don't want to piss off the ox.
All right. So let's go through some, do you want to hear positives or negatives first?
Let's start with the negatives.
Materialistic,
that's not true.
That's not true at all. I feel like you're very much like a quality over quantity person, but also very, like, basic pieces of clothing
that are...
But, like, compliment you and still look really good on you, but they're not, like, flashy or they're not brand
and pretty boring.
Minimal. Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So not materialistic. Rigid, stubborn, inflexible, impatient, and narrow-minded.
I can be, yeah.
I think those are the mean ways to say how she's so, like, she's so clear on her thoughts and her values. It's like, this is...
You guys don't have to make it sound good. It's okay.
No, I agree. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. I know I can be really stubborn. And I would say with friends, I'm usually very patient, but I was told a lot growing up by my parents, like, you need to be more patient because I will rush or I, like, want the result or something. So
it's okay. Let's move on to positive then.
Positive. All right. You're calm, methodical, honest, loyal, sincere, steadfast, popular, and reliable.
I agree with all these.
Yeah.
Oh,
I agree with them. Very honest, very loyal.
Very sincere.
Very calm. That's the first one. Very level-headed.
I think she's really reliable. Mm-hmm. I call Janet the first person. When shit hits the fan, I call her first.
Mm. Aw.
Yeah. Or I text you first.
She's a good friend. Very good friend and very good listener.
Yeah. Very good big sister.
So this was a lot of fun to dig into horoscopes and Chinese zodiacs. Once again, we want to emphasize that we are not experts and we found a lot of these things on the internet and sometimes they clash and contradict each other. So
yeah.
This is more just for us to kind of get to know each other better and to share with you guys.
Well, thanks for taking us on our zodiac and horoscope adventure, Janet. I admit, I think I do believe in a lot of these things, mostly the horoscope. I think I really fall into a Pisces. How about you, Helen?
I would say maybe we're more influenced also because we are in a Western country. So that's there's true. More like studies and more like articles that come out for your horoscope versus like a Chinese zodiac sign.
Yeah.
That's true.
But not sure if I'm more of a believer than before we started talking.
Yeah.
But it's good to pick out different personality traits that are like, ooh, that's you. Like, Mel, now I know that you're a goat and a sheep and two fish swimming in different directions.
So many. I still don't know if I'm a goat or a sheep. And now we know Janet is a minx.
Yeah.
In the gut.
I can't get that out of my head.
No, we made up our own sign. She's a minx.
With a carrot.
and hummus.
Well, if you guys know of your horoscope or your Chinese zodiac sign you want to share with us, please do so. You can write us at asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and most active on our Instagram. We love seeing comments, direct messages. So after you listen to this episode, leave us your Chinese zodiac animal. And if you've never heard of Chinese zodiacs before, look it up because now you have an animal.
Yeah. Find it and share that emoji in the comments section of our post. We'll see how many different types of animals we have listening.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.